that in loyalty. Branding them the French of Spain, however, might have been the last straw. As such, in Catalonia, as well as other Spanish cities, emerged a junta, which were panels of military leaders that plotted the eventual ejection of Napoleon's pesky troops in 1814. Carles Arabo is credited with being one of the first to stir the Catalan pot and resurrect the fight to preserve their precious roots. His 1833 poem, La Patria, The Fatherland, was written from the viewpoint of a pariah ruefully recounting the gorgeous green hills and mighty mountain ranges in the region. Arabo then segued into the patriotism of their ancestors, who once upon a time boldly fought their oppressors so that their voices could be heard, for they longed to carve their names in the annals of history. The poem was deliberately penned in Catalan, for Arabo firmly believed that their distinctive tongue was tethered to the Catalan identity. La Patria is now considered the first document of the Catalan cultural renaissance, or as the locals called it, the Renaixença. In 1841, Joaquim Rubio y Ors picked up where Arabo had left off with the Piper of Llobregat, the namesake of Catalonia's second longest river. In this celebrated anthology of poetry, Ors restated the importance of reclaiming the Catalan heritage. He encouraged up-and-coming Catalan authors to utilize their native language, hoping to incentivize them with medieval poetry.